Health Promotions Officer Shanika John outlined some of the health protocols for persons attending nine mornings and nine nights of lights. She said some age groups who are not vaccinated will be required to test 24 hours prior to attending the event.
The health aspect of it is that we've been back and forth with them discussing to see how best we could create as much as possible a safe environment for families and people coming together in this instance. Right. So all the precautionary measures are still need to be adhered to. So wearing your mask, sanitizing, keeping your distance, maintaining your bubble, and of course, vaccination. So for those persons who are 18 years and under, if you are not vaccinated, you are required to get tested. And that's a rapid antigen test within the last 24 hours. It's valid for. Ideally, because a lot of the cases that we're seeing as well, we're seeing a lot of our children within that age group who are still transmitting the virus. And they're very active with their interaction as well. If we pick up anything, we want to be able to detect and contain it very quickly. The adults are asked to be vaccinated fully 2 weeks prior to the event. And they're also those parents or guardians with children who are 4 years and under, they will not be asked to get tested. Instead, they will assume the status of their parents. Okay. They would require much more support from the parents or guardians with them. That would be the same for nine mornings and nine nights. So in this particular instance, I mean, we're in a pandemic. It's not the same as you would just say you decided you're going this night and every night and every other night. I mean, you really have to be strategic at this point. So I ask persons to plan.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, the Guyanese government said authorities are prepared to deal with businesses that fail to adhere to the protocols put in place for curbing the spread of COVID-19, especially as the country is now into the Christmas season. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Dominican Republic since the outbreak now stands at 410,412. Internationally, the results of a study published Tuesday in South Africa said two shots of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine offers around 70% protection against severe diseases from the Omicron. The emergence of the highly mutated variant first detected in South Africa last month sparked fears that it could cause severe disease, be more contagious, or could evade vaccines. Meanwhile, Pfizer said its experimental COVID-19 pill appears effective against the Omicron variant. The company also said full results of its 2,250-person study confirmed the pill's promising early results against the virus. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.